This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. This is the end of the year. Today is 31st of December 2023 and we made it. I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad I made it. It's been a year of ups and downs. It's been a year of pain and sorrow for some people, but we're still standing. Whatever it is that we went through in 2023, it's over and done with. So that's it. I looked at myself when I was getting ready to do this and I'd thought, oh my word, I think I ate away all my pains and sorrow for 2023. I'm bigger, but let's not talk about that. My child will say we don't talk about Bruno, so let's leave it like that. We don't talk about Bruno. Let's look ahead to 2024. This is the time when people make New Year resolutions. I make New Year resolutions every year to lose weight. It doesn't happen, because rather than go that way, I go the opposite way. But this is the year when people make New Year resolutions, and I wonder, what is the essence of this? What are we really doing? I'm reading a book now called The 12-Week Year. Basically, it's saying, instead of making plans for 12 months, make your plans for 12 weeks. And you run that year. What you would have done in 12 months, you do it in 12 weeks. You know, like when we have a short-term plan and long-term plan kind of thing. But in this one, it says whatever it is you need to do, you can accomplish it in 12 weeks. I'm kind of like, I don't really agree with certain things, but I have to tell you, I've not finished reading the book, so maybe I'm going to be convinced somewhere along the line. What I do find a bit not to my liking is I'm going to be hyped again or ginger myself up every 3 months, because that's what it is. 12 weeks is 3 months, so every quarter of the year I'm all up again. Let's do this, it can be done. And what the book is trying to avoid, which is when you get to a certain point in the year and certain things that you need to do, and you're like, oh, I've still got more time, I haven't done it. You realize that you don't have that 12 months. I mean, you don't have the 6 months or 4 months or whatever. But the same thing could happen with your 12 weeks, couldn't it? If in the 6th week you haven't done something, there's still 6 more weeks to go. And especially for people like me who are procrastinators, we always push things onto the last minute. So that can still happen in the 12 weeks. But maybe by the time I finish reading the books, I know what the rhythm of the book, I know what it's talking about. We'll see. One thing I do know with New Year resolution is the one person that makes the most money, the one industry that makes the most money are the gyms. The weight loss industry, they make so much money at the beginning of the year. Actually, it runs, it's like a recurring, what will I call it? It's recurring for them, and they don't even have to do anything. Go to the gym in January, February, it's full. Actually, by February, it's beginning to dwindle already. But January, February, it's full. And then by March, April, people stop coming. Those who are the New Year resolution people, they start dropping out. And I know this because I've been one of them. The thing is, even after you've dropped out, you've already signed a contract for a year or 2 years, 12 to 24 months, the gym is making money out of you, whether you show up or not. None of the business. Let's try not to do that. Let one of our resolutions be to not waste money in 2024. So what I have decided is going to be a good plan for me, and maybe you can use it. I'm going to do a 1 week resolution, 1 week planning on certain things, because I do understand that we have to make plans for the year, because if we don't make any plans, you're planning to go nowhere. That's it, basically. So we are going to make plans. We're not going to be silly and just leave for the day and all of that. So I'm going to get an accountability partner, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to use coffee, my coffee intake as an example. I am addicted to coffee. I know that. I know it's bad, but hey. So on that, I have reduced the number of cups I take a day. The plan is to stop coffee totally. So this is what I'm going to do. 1 week plan, and I'll see how it goes. Do I even reduce the numbers more? Instead of 4, 3, 2, and at the end of 7 days, you got to do that 7 days. At the end of 7 days, you look at it. At what point did I fail? If I failed, at what point did I take that one extra cup that I wasn't supposed to take? At what point? What happened? And then, you know, what is the stress factor there that made me take that coffee? What happened? And I think if after 1 week I'm able to do that, gradually I will make it further. So it's not just the 7 days, and then it's 9 days, it's 10 days, it's 2 weeks, and it's 3 weeks. And I think if you take gradual steps, it works. That's what I think. I have done it with other things and it has worked. So the coffee just seems to be, oh my word, am I going to get away from this coffee? But anyway, we'll see. So I'm wishing you all a happy new year. I know I haven't been as faithful in recording this year as I was in the years past, but stuff just happened. We don't talk about Bruno thing. Next year is going to be much better. I pray next year is going to be much better for you. In fact, I'm saying already, 2024 was a good year. Yeah, it's my prophecy. 2024 was a good year. We've got to have self-fulfilling prophecy for ourselves now. So 2024 was a good year. And talking about prophecy, let me end with this. So the Ghanaian police has warned what they call doomsday prophecies. They don't want preachers and all those who are prophesying prophets. They don't want any prophecy that is going to make the people afraid. If there is any prophecy that brings fear to the people, guess what? You're going to be jailed. I think the jail time is up to 5 years. So they've been warned. But we're not going to jail. We're going to have a good 2024. And I'll see you then. Bye for now.